Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good evening. This is Lion of Bedtime Stories with Dean Bell. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer and the worldwide educator. But this world as it is today, with what is seen on the surface, with the senses, is a distraction and an illusion for the most part. But humans, being what they are, accept the distortion as their only reality. By doing so, they continually try to make things happen with their life according to their personal senses and not what this world is made of. Because of the creation of the present social order, the religions and political systems control all they can with what is taking place here. So many of the natural occurring events and disasters are anything but natural at all. From behind the scenes, there are constantly plans to overtake everything a person does and even thinks and how they react to things. The intention by the certain few is always there because they do not want to bow to others but have others grovel to them. On the surface world, that which humans see with their eyes and feel with their bodies, a huge transformation is constantly taking place from what is actually happening to them, becoming something else as it reaches the media and other sources of human contact. And so, for the most part, most people do not want to believe that their elected officials have anything to do with controlling them, even though it is more than evident all the time they are doing so and right in front of all of us. So this then becomes the greatest adventure ever for those who have the heart and courage to see what is real now. Learning about the world of the passing dream is only the first step for anyone. As they decide to start their journey to real freedom within, the real side experiences of your dream visions, there is a huge opportunity for each person to finally understand what is really taking place with their own personal life, who they really are, and also this chaotic world is of so many destructive decisions from those who rule over others. Each and every person is having some form of vision or dream that is relating to their life. as all of us are in the same life, and so none of us are separated except through the creation of attitudes that becomes barriers to the real light that is. Before solid worlds were here, it was a vision and a dream from somewhere that has now become so. Of course, humans have overdeveloped what they term as their literal sense, and what they see as something of an intelligent nature according to the lifestyle of today. And with all this taking place, the real guides do have a huge challenge to get through all the encumbrances most people have created for themselves, mainly on the astral and mental levels. Val, what do you think of that? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, Lila, thank you. Thank you for having me on tonight. And this is Dean Val, and I'm Dean of the Nations United University. So Nations United Universal University. So we're educating people, and part of what the Real Guides are doing, we're a branch of that in terms of here in the physical to help people wake up. And yes, just as you read there about Dwayne talking about the situation in the world today, people are just, they lower their standards so much that they've accepted now the poison food, the poison air, the low quality of water. Everything's been lowered from the pristine of what nature has been to just a really low quality of life, and where our survival is basically being threatened here. So if people don't wake up, and if they just keep being self-convinced that everything's okay, it doesn't really look good for the planet. And this is not doom and gloom, but it's just telling it like it is, that people are almost pretending that things aren't happening. I mean, they read in the news, they see the TV reports about the crooked politicians and what's going on with the wars and vaccines and chemtrails, all the things that are going on that are not of a benefit for the planet. Well, they're seeing these things, but they're not... Something hasn't clicked within most people. They just aren't responsive. They just want to go back into their safe la-la land and pretend nothing's going on. But, again, we're here just to help people, give them opportunity to wake up and to really enhance their survival here, because it's that time where... We better do something here, or else it just really doesn't look good.
Well, yes, Val, that's wonderful. You've given us a lot to think about. And here's what Dwayne says, too. There is no invented theory attached to what the real guides are capable of in providing demonstrations in a person's dream visions and analyzing their real experiences. You know, we sure do have real guides that do help us. And that's pretty darn comforting, and to really realize that we're not alone here. We've got the real guides, and they're capable of providing demonstrations in a person's dream visions and analyzing their real experiences. The information provided by the real guides on real visions is the oldest unspoken language in the world. the real universal God started with the creation of this physical realm by the All Is, and have been here ever since. There are many saints, masters, angels, and other individuals who assist mankind on a daily basis, but they are not direct with the All Is. And the real truth and real freedom, that is the prime position of those who are super aware beings. The misconception of the masses have been indoctrinated with over the centuries as man evolved, as that the space gods, those who are looked up to in the sky to, were the original creators of man and all the round worlds in this dark and dusty realm. And so it is that a great misconception has been created from the unaware and dimly lit past. No matter what any written material has presented, because mankind has learned to make a business for himself on this planet. So it is with the rep systems that exist. The ego of man always claims what is not rightfully his to do so. And as many have done, they have actually created a distortion and a huge reckoning for themselves as time and events come forward. The real universal guides walked this earth long before man first stepped foot on it, as this can be verified in the universal files. They know all about the natural possession and qualities of the round world, and what has taken place to maintain a balance here, or the ecosystems become disturbed, as it is now, and goes further into demise. These great beings were here to assist the first manifestations of humans and also the entities that exist on other planets. There are many secrets to this original race on Earth than what has been shown to the social humans. The new man and the real guides know these secrets, and they are not for the masses, because humans have proven over and over again that they cannot be trusted. The real guides supervise and run all the physical rules with the new wave. When Paul called the rod of power the new man, N-U-M-A-N, is given this position, as was Rebazar Tars and all those before him, as he then gave it to Paul, of Paul Twitchell, and then once again to the new man. The new wave is a real connection to the All Is. And real freedom now, during this lifetime, for those only who qualify. The real guides are making themselves known to help offset some of the disasters that people have already decided for themselves and the Earth. This becomes the first step into the real position of the All Is. As one learns from their dream vision, it takes great patience and a determination focused to succeed. There is only a hairbreadth between the dream arena and a person's personal awakened state. And so, which is reality? Even though dreams have been specified in many religious doctrines for centuries, most people still wonder about them, and they are constantly searching for the meaning and if there is any validity or connection to the other worlds. A person's dream visions are the most valid connection and are the key to many secret worlds. So watch your dreams. They're telling you many wonderful things and helping you see that humans are always the last to know our real benefit and value, because they are mainly too lazy to research anything of real value, as they persist in being stubborn and looking to the forefront of authorities for their information and lifestyle. These are people who profess to know all the answers in their own minds, which are usually related to something only personal, like in the case studies of Sigmund Freud and what he wrote about dreams, because he was one of the first in today's world to specify anything about dreams. Most people go with his interpretations, which can sometimes make sense, but only if a person wants to continue to reincarnate lifetime after lifetime and stay unaware of their true potential. There is so much more to the dream view that is seen on the surface. Rupa Zahratara specifically told me that when I was in my physical body, I was mainly dead to the true reality and the full awareness of it, and that my dream visions were the real adventure and the true awareness. And that is from the position of being outside of the human consciousness that there becomes a decision as to the direction. And so it is that very few ever find the all is. He said the physical body is an animated vehicle, as all expression in the material world, only that it is when a person learns to go beyond the rock hard world, they are free from having to come back as a limited person. When he first told me this as a youngster, I was a little perplexed at first. As I gained more experiences with him, I began to see the vast difference between being free in my real awareness and then, on the other hand, having to deal with this body. Can you say something about that, Val?
Well, yeah, Lila, it's really a challenge to get through the personal self and the human part of ourselves. And this is, I'm referring to the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric part of ourselves. We call these bodies or life levels. And each of these levels has a life of its own. The astral has a lot of most of the feelings that we are attached to. The causal has the memories. The mental has the ideas and the considerations. The etheric has the unconscious or subconscious parts of ourselves that are basically affecting us too, that we don't see or are not conscious of. So to get through all these things that we've created, actually, these ideas about reality and what life is and all is very challenging, because it's up to us, and no one can really tell us what path to take. And Lila, you read about earlier in this portion, you read about the real guides. Well, that's what they do, is they point to a way for us to see through our personal self, and they give us references, good references, and good hints and good nudges to so that we can get through ourselves. And that's really, there's no enemy outside of ourselves, really. People talk about the devil or evil or the negative forces. Well, it's actually ourselves that that's the main, you know, I'd say that's the main concern, is to get through ourselves and with the help of the real guides, because they're, like you said, Lila, they're there for our assistance. But one thing I want to talk about is that things have changed in terms of guidance. In the past, the masters like Jesus and Buddha, Krishna, all these the saints and saviors, I mean, they were there for us, for our benefit, and they were a step along the way. But now things are such that they no longer are of value, unless you want them to be. But if you really want to keep up with life, they're not any more of use. So Dwayne talks about there's no masters, no more masters, gurus, really no more spiritual paths or religions. It's the time now that we have to take it upon ourselves to get through ourselves and into more awareness, because the babysitting days are over. And even in the path of Ekankar, which Paul Twitchell started, that was Dwayne calls it babysitting times, where he set up things more or less of a traditional manner. I mean, he went a step beyond the traditional spiritual paths, but yet he used the same, a lot of the same formats. But now what Dwayne is presenting is totally different. It's totally upgraded, and no longer are we babysat anymore. We have to take it upon ourselves to be creative, be clever, be use our imagination as a starter to get through ourselves. So life is stepping up, and we have to step up with it in order to keep up. So it's really a challenging time, Lila, this right now, with what's going on in the outside world, and then within each one of us. You know, it's a real adventure right now for everybody.
Yeah, but it is. These are challenging times, really are. And there is so much more to one's dreams than most people really know and understand. Through a long process with the real guidance and a real education, the eventually goal is to get beyond these literal senses of the intellect, then into a more intuitive position, and finally, a real position to perceive from. When we are having our dream episodes while the body is asleep, it means that we have the potential of so much more we are not aware of. This is where the real guidance takes over and assists us. When we are asleep, we have the opportunity to be taught by the best. If we have made the real connection with the new man and the real guides within the arenas of your dream visions, a person can get a lot more done and learn a lot faster on any subject. For millions of lifetimes, people have had wonderful experiences they rarely pay attention to, but they would have much better rather toll on earth and grow old until another life bites the dust. Humans are very stubborn, as they look to accomplish the hardest task, which usually means very little or nothing at all. I would rather fly like the birds and be supported by the true reality, but most would rather stay here and have to deal with the authoritarians. It's true that dreams have been a real mystery to each and every man since humans first can remember. The ancient Romans were not believers in the afterlife, yet they surely did believe in their dreams. Almost every Roman empire was elated or rejected by the dreams that they would have. Those who did the interpretations, the soothsayers, were always in fear of losing their life if they were to give the wrong meaning of the emperor's dreams, because they would be eliminated if the dream did not sound good, as there was always someone else to take their place. It was not the best of times for those who could see beyond the veil into the other worlds. As history has always proven itself to be so brutal and uncaring, today we have laws that protect each of us from the barbaric nature that still resides in the human mind. In today's world, all the clever tactics to trap another person are done in a business-like manner, or more so from a legal standpoint, to where one is bound up with contracts and obligations of drudgery. Each person has to make their way in this world. That's what you were saying. And there are endless ways to do this, as most people like to take the road of unconsciousness and think in their minds everything will turn out for them as it should. And then they go blindly on their way. Our experiences with our dream visions can definitely be therapeutic, and even some of the medical authorities have caught on to this fact. Yet dreams and their reason for being still remains a mystery to those who possess to know that all life is. As one reads further, they will learn they can eventually surpass all the limitations of this world and eventually discover their real happiness and real freedom. For those who are chronic worriers, their dreams act as a place of rest from the 9-to-5 world of everyday complications. Without our mighty time and adventure, the human mind would rather go too much material and emotional stress and drama and become fused out. So while the body sleeps, a person can get away from their personal mind and take a rest and release some of the daily pressures that of material life. What do you say about that?
Well, I've been with, I met Dwayne about 5 years ago, and one of the first things that happened, I had a real sight experience, we call them, or a dream, and there were people, masses of people climbing this mountain, and the mountain had rocks and roots on the side of it, and they're grabbing, cause the mountain was really steep, so they're grabbing the roots, like if you've ever done scampering up a steep hillside, you have to hang on to something, and the rocks, the roots, and they were doing this. There were just masses of people climbing up this steep mountain using whatever they could to get up. And then I found myself up there, and I saw Lila in the distance too up there, and a little bit further down. It was up on the mountain, but a little bit over. And those of us that were up there were waiting for a huge tsunami to come. So this is one experience I had that demonstrated what mankind is. You know, they're struggling to get up to a certain viewpoint, certain position where they can be guided by the life, let's say. Dwayne has a position right now where he has the greatest view, so he's the fellow with the position that has the view that we can be assisted by. So everybody's trying to get up the mountain and get that view. And so dreams are real. We call them real sight experiences. They're extremely valuable in terms of helping you to relate to the physical and to your real awareness, because the real sight experiences you can gain comparisons, you can get demonstrations, you can get guidance, all sorts of cool things that you can that are valuable for you to see more in your life. So do you have any real sight experiences, Lila, that you like to share, that you can think of, that
real sight experiences?
Yeah, that come to mind that have helped you to see more in your life, you know, more, gain more awareness in your life, or maybe even comforted you, or something that has assisted you?
Well, there are nights when I really do not have dreams. But in the morning when I wake up, I know that something, you know, the world seems brighter. Seems like I seem to feel stronger, and I can perceive, as Dwayne says so often, perceive what's going on and what is happening. It's kind of it's just that you can perceive it. You just kind of are aware of it, and it makes me feel like I'm really connected, pretty much. Much more so than I was yesterday morning when I woke up. This morning, it's better. So I feel stronger, and things go just a little bit better. But there are still things that come up. But to deal with those.
For me, it comes in like a thief in the night. It's like from behind me. I sing the new you before bed. I contribute what I can during the day with the projects that Dwayne has going on, which is really important. And then somehow, like you say, in the morning or sometimes during the day when I'm aware of it, I look around and I see, well, I'm more aware. It just came not because of my imagination or nothing I did consciously. It just came about, and it's just there. And
yeah.
It's almost like I don't even know where it came from. It just is. And it's... I wouldn't say it's directly because I did something, like a cause and effect kind of thing. I couldn't say that, really. It's just that I recognize something more about life, about myself, or not even that, just about, I just recognize more. I wouldn't even say life or myself. It's just I recognize more. There's more awareness. I can't classify it or divide it up or anything like that. It's just there's more awareness, and in a way, I don't see how it came in, but it's just there. It's just kind of cool. It's cool the way it works.
Oh, you said it so right. You said it much better than I did. That's perfect. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
You said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, it's like I say, it's like a thief in the night. You don't, suddenly it's, it's just there. And it's good. You're happy with it.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
Mm-hmm.
You feel stronger somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Things are just a little bit clearer. That veil just lifts a little bit.
Yeah, and you can see how it's going to be on and on. There's no time where it's going to be like a finalized, like a destination. It's going to be continuous, this wake up, a continuous wake up. And that's the adventure. It's you're always going to be waking up to more. And in the physical, there's always like a point where it dies out. There's a cause and effect. But in this, what we're talking about, there's always going to be more. There's always more to see, which is quite cool.
That's the adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, our experiences with our dream visions can definitely be therapeutic. And even some of the medical authorities have caught on to this fact. Yet dreams and their reason for being still remains a mystery to those who have professed to know more than life itself. As Ron reads further, they will learn that they can eventually surpass all the limitations of this world and eventually discover their real happiness and real freedom. For those who are chronic worriers, their dreams act as a place of rest from 9 to 5. This world of everyday complications. Without our nightly time and adventures, the human mind would gather too much mental and emotional stress and drama and become fussed out or fused out. And so while the body sleeps, a person can get away from their personal mind and take a rest and release some of the daily pressure of their material life. When a person's life becomes a little too much, they should take the time to add a nap or two in their daily routine. Ever since I was in construction at an early age, I would sleep for a short break at lunchtime. As I did, I would get up refreshed and ready to finish the day because the construction trade was so physically draining. I could also rest for a while when I got home. It is not necessary for one to drive themselves all the time and try to get every experience they can into their life now, because all of us will be around forever. And so what I am presenting will help many people find better places to be and perceive. Those who recognize the new presentation and then become the new students of the real guides become more aware of the fact that they can predict their own future as well as learn to heal themselves, plus solve many of their personal situations within the arena of their dream visions. Within the unseen world, the new student is also introduced to the different levels of life that most of the unaware public knows nothing about. When Paul introduced his presentation, he used the term initiations, which is now for the old schools and ancient masters of spiritual thought who are mainly ruled by the space gods. Everyone needs to go through the basics until they will finally discover and recognize the real gods. The all is can only be always new you, never old and never outdated. And so it is the new wave which takes the place of the rod of power, because the great reality is always so much greater as each new nowness occurs. Past, present, and future are human views. The all is always now. It is definitely true that the real universal guides know more about a person's dream visions than any of the modern sciences who have monitored people while they sleep. The authorities of today have no idea to the cause and how a person's dreams come about, nor do they know how to enter the dream arena and assist each person with their overall needs. Their mechanical devices and conclusions are mainly of this world and do not totally penetrate into the four other subtle bodies each one of us has that relate to the levels of the psychic drones. You touched on that, didn't you, Val?
Yeah, the four bodies, the four other bodies that we carry around with us. People take them for granted that, well, I can feel, I can think, I can remember, but these are actually, on the other dimensions, they're actually bodies that have their own life. They have, you could have another family on the astral plane. You could have more than even one profession or activity or that you're doing, because we're multidimensional. So people are taught to be so literal that this is all they know is the physical. But once you are the risk taker, and even if you're not, even a lot of people can be lucid dreamers or know how to soul travel and leave their body and explore these regions. And it's once you do that, it's best to have real guidance, and that's what the real guides provide, is real guidance, so that you don't get mixed up in some psychic activities that it's not good for you, or because these things, there's vast regions. There's the physical is vast, there's all the stars and space and all that, but the other regions, like the astral, is so much more bigger, and then the causal is even bigger than that. So creation is huge. It's a big place, and you can get lost very easily there, and you can get sucked back into something that is not necessarily good for you, and you can spend lifetimes doing something. So the real guides are there to, or here to assist in bringing you into the now, the nowness that life is, so that you don't have to go back into these regions of creation and basically suffer. I mean, you'll have good times, so you have good times, bad times, you have the whole experience, but it's good to be around, round and round kind of activity, and the idea really is to get out of creation and to, because there's a lot better places to be. It's not a place, but it's a beingness, it's an awareness. So that's the adventure again, to leave the personal self. You can utilize it and use it and have fun with it, but also be indifferent to it, because the real awareness, that's the real part of you, and that's what we're getting at here.
Yeah, you're right, because science and all of their conclusions can only come about from the effects of a person's dreams and not the true cause. They may discover from a personal level why each of one of us is having our nightly adventures and draw some conclusions from relationships accordingly, but overall, they are lost to the true meaning of the original source. The modern authorities will always make a good show of what they are doing with all their complicated high-tech equipment that usually impress the onlookers. And so, when they make any statements about what they have or have not discovered about dreams, it will all look so professionally done. Yet, for the most part, it is just a lot of hot air and good-sounding ideas because they are being paid to say so. They really have no idea what real freedom is. I'm not saying what they are doing is not important, as all of us need something to do while staying on this earth. But their findings are very limited, and they would take the time, if they would take the time with Reva Zartarz and Paul Twitchell, they would soon discover a better and easier way to help themselves and others at the same time. Modern science has went the way of the intellect and the mechanics of industrial adventures and inventors. It would be better to creatively implement real guidance and a real education into their formula with what they are attempting to achieve. The present-day psychology of the human ego is based more upon who is better than the next person. As this shows up in all competitiveness, this world is engaged in. So, with the strong attitudes of so many wanting their say to be more right than others, a great cooperation is eliminated to where only a select few become the authorities, and everyone else must go along with their conclusions. Of course, each one of us can have unlimited freedom as each person learns to listen to the real guidance and eventually perceives the many wonderful levels of life this place. So much of the present-day information on dreams came from the Chaldean soothsayers, but they were not the originators of the dream knowledge. The real universal guides were. The real guides never really taught their super knowledge of dream visions openly because of the brutal times in which they lived. As human history has shown, even the church did away with those who came to bring a divine message and possibly redeem a few people along the way. Jesus spoke of the many mansions, which are some of the various levels beyond the earth. But he was not referring to them in the literal sense, but as real positions, they already exist within each of us. Because life is so vastly endless, real guidance becomes a great necessity and supersedes anything of a belief type of conclusion. The real guides know the human ego cannot be trusted, and so the vital information was given to only a few at a time who could be trusted. This is also why your dream visions are so disguised so much of the time, because very few people have the capacity to be honorable and noble. as the outside public gained some information that was originally from a true source, the transferring of ideas from one person to the next brought about many altered interpretations, and finally, many watered-down stories like those found in most, if not all, ancient documentation. This is why the great reality, the All Is, sends in new men to update the super knowledge of the true guides. Just like anything on this world, it is best to have the latest information. Don't you think that's true? We have to keep up. The world is just changing so darn fast.
Yes, it is. With the technology, it's compounded daily. So it's actually the technology is not of any use for us. We don't even need it, but we're led to believe that we need it and it's good for us and all that. There is better, cleaner type of technology. If it was let out, we could use that. But the way it is now, it's just harming the environment. So part of that is everything is speeded up with the EMFs, the electromagnetic frequencies, and all the radiation. The body is like really wired and stressed, and that's why it seems like it's faster too. Everything is speeded up because the body is stressed out from all the impacts it's getting from the.
Yes, and dreams are known as far back in the beginning of mankind's history, when he began to produce manuscripts that told of his life and adventures, along with the mystery of his dreams. There has always been an interest in one's dreams, until the rep systems became more controlling and domineering and began suppressing all the vital information on dreams, and even keeping it hidden only for themselves. Because the demonstration of a person's dreams are enigmatic and veiled, most people thought someone who had the understanding of their meaning. The oldest book known on dream visions is the Egyptian Book of Dreams. It was produced around the approximate time of the 12th dynasty, 17,000 BC. This book is in the British Museum and was written by Gobel Doss, one of our beloved guides. He worked with one of the scribes in the court of Sestos III, Pharaoh of Egypt, to transcribe the knowledge of dreams at that time. Gobel Doss is one of the many universal guides that work with the new man. As I have shared many experiences with him and others in my adventure series, The Return to the Real, those who become new students will meet Gobel Doss, Revisar, and Paul. I've met Gobel Doss. Oh, he's so wonderful. I never really liked blonde men until I met Gobel Doss. I fell in love, really in love.
Mm-hmm.
He was my first love. Anyhow, dreaming, first of all, from this physical level is basically the unconscious mind's way of satisfying its secret and most hidden wishes and desires. What is contained in the subconscious of each person is what they have decided and created as their reality. Here is where all of us become our own truth. There are endless truths everywhere in life, and it is the right of each person to decide theirs. The confusions of what is being experienced on the earth at this time is each person is right in their own position. To the many reasonable minds of this world, what I am referring to would seem out of place. But once a person has real experiences and is able to position themselves in the true reality, the is, then they will recognize the ultimate value of free will. It may sound funny, but even those who are always planning on destroying others have the right to do so. I am not agreeing with what they're doing, but merely pointing to the fact that it's free will. As a person becomes more aware, they will learn about the natural reality of cause and effect, which is labeled as karma. As a person positions themselves with the true reality, they're no longer interested in any of the old destructive ways of the human consciousness, and they learn to evolve and excel themselves into what I term the real universes of pure light. And this concludes the bedtime stories with Lila and Val. Good night, all. Pleasant dreams.
I don't know if it's still running or not, so I'm getting...
Oh, for goodness sake.